a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Levi Wilms of the Pier 4 Peer Ministerial Association, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Senate Pages of the Day, Richmond Fixdall of Sioux Falls, and Kaylin Yulberg of Pier.
Gracious Heavenly Father, your word declares you to be a God of abundance. Yet in your infinite wisdom, you do not give us necessarily what we want or desire, but what we need. I pray that you would guide the men and women of this body to trust and rely upon you as they boldly search for opportunities and to rely on you as they seek to make good use of your blessings. May the decisions made here be a blessing to the people of South Dakota, and may it reflect your goodness. In addition, may the words shared and the debates waged also reflect both the freedom that you give and the love and respect for one another that you desire and that you have so wonderfully displayed in your Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnels, Gillespie, Gray, Hansen, Tom Hansen, Gary Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jerstad, Klochek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Snorstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turback, Berry, Valley. There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the ninth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Could we have the page class number two come in front of us here today? The pages here. We're going to take a moment, ladies and gentlemen, to swear in the new page class. I think some are still not here yet, so we'll have to do it again probably tomorrow. Okay, raise your right hands and repeat after me. I, state your name, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota and will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of page according to the best of my abilities. Congratulations and welcome.
Remember to turn to me over here.
We will go to item of business number 10, introduction, first reading, and reference of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 96, an act to provide for the registration of certified professional midwives. Senate Bill 97, an act to provide that salvage titles be issued for stolen vehicles and to provide that thefts be noted on the title of recovered motor vehicles. Senate Bill 98, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the yielding of the right-of-way to pedestrians making a crossing of a highway. Senate Bill 99, an act to revise the distribution of the pesticide registration fee and to establish the Weed and Pest Early Detection Rapid Response Fund. Senate Bill 100, an act to continue the motorcycle safety education fee.
Those bills just read have been assigned to committees, to the Commerce Committee, Senate Bills 96 and 97, to the Transportation Committee, Senate Bills 98 and 100, and to the Government Operations and Audit Committee, Senate Bill 99. Second reading of consent calendar items.
Senator Klochek requested that Senate Bill 35 be removed from the consent calendar. Senate Bill 15, an act to revise certain codes and standards regarding fire prevention. Senate Bill 31, an act to update certain provisions regarding the reimbursable expense exemption from the sales and service tax allowed licensed accountants. Senate Bill 32, an act to revise the process for the reporting of surplus lines insurance.
Senate Bill 35 has been removed from the consent calendar. It will be placed on tomorrow's calendar. Items on the consent calendar were reported out of committee with no dissenting votes. They're not subject to debate. Only questions for clarification purposes are appropriate. There will be one vote taken for all bills on the consent calendar. Are there any questions? Question before the Senate is, shall the items on the consent calendar pass? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Adelstein. Ollers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford. Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos. Gillespie. Gray.
Aye.
Hanson-Tom.
Aye.
Hanson-Gary. Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim.
Aye.
Howey.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jurstead.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Knudsen.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Merchant.
Aye.
Miles.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff. Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Trebek-Berry.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Senator Adelstein.
Aye.
Senator Garnos.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 ayes, 3 excused.
So the consent calendar items, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, are hereby declared passed.
Mr. President.
Senator Peterson.
Personal privilege, please.
That is granted.
Thank you. With great pleasure, I want to introduce my Western connection with my wife, Jane, up in front, is my daughter-in-law, Susan, from Belfouche, South Dakota. And with me are the reason that I'm here, two of my grandchildren, John and Jamie Peterson from Belfouche. Please welcome them.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senator Hansen has asked that we recognize the James Valley Christian High School students, their government class from here on, and their teacher, Jory Whiff, up here, I believe. Welcome. Second reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 42, an act to prohibit the employment of certain persons in unregistered family daycare homes and to provide a penalty therefor.
Senator Brown.
Mr. President, I'd move that we refer Senate Bill 42 back to the Health and Human Services Committee. There have been a couple of issues that have come up in working with the department. We have some answers to those questions, but at this point I'd like to move to refer Senate Bill 42 back to the Health and Human Services Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
The Brown motion is to re-refer Senate Bill 42 back to Health and Human Services Committee. Is there any discussion? Senator Brown.
Mr. President, members of the body, during the discussion of Senate Bill 42, one of the questions that was raised is why we did not include those individuals who are on the sex offender registry list. In the original version of that bill, that was not there. After talking with the department, it looks like that would probably be a wise thing to include, and they are working on drafting the amendment, and they felt that it would be best to take this discussion up in the committee, but that's the intent of referring it back to the committee.
The further remarks on the Brown motion to re-refer to committee. Seeing none, all those in favor of re-referring Senate Bill 42 back to the Health and Human Services Committee, please say aye. Opposed, nay. That is passed.
Senate Bill 52, an act to revise fees for certain phytosanitary certificates and inspections.
Senate Bill 52, having had a second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Knutson?
I believe Senator Hansen, Tom Hansen, would have some remarks on this.
Senator Hansen.
Mr. President, thank you. Thank you. This is with regard to, don't let the phraseology confuse you, because that's a couple words that are kind of long and hard to spell. It combines two Greek words, phyto, which means plant, sanitary, which, of course, you understand means clean. And the intent is to communicate the fact that no weeds or weed seeds are being carried into whatever jurisdiction that is requiring the certification. That would be anything being shipped out of the state, including those products desired for international export trade. It is vital that we be in position to provide this service and the ability to issue federal phytosanitary certificates. Think in terms of soybeans, which is just one of the products that we produce for international trade. We are the third largest state in soybean exports. We ship to nearly 80 countries, and they all require certification offered by the federal phytosanitary certificates. Producers have two options for obtaining the certification. They can make their request to the USDA, or they can do so through our Department of Agriculture. The USDA has a staff of three people. They all live in Pierre. Our Department of Ag has a staff of 11 located at strategic places throughout the state. In most cases, the request goes to our Department of Ag because the process can usually be completed in a much more timely manner. USDA is increasing their fee for issuing the federal certificates to $104. This brings the need for an adjustment in the charge made by our Department of Ag if they are being called upon to issue the certificate. Certification consists of two parts. The first one is an on-site inspection that is noted in Section 1, Subsection 1, which notes an increase of $200, or an increase to $200. That may seem like quite a jump, but the $30 was put in several years ago, and suppose that the inspector travels 75 miles each way with mileage of 54 cents a mile. That amounts to a little over $80. Average driving time and time of doing the inspection would probably be about 4 hours, at a cost of about $25 an hour and a little administrative cost, and you're right at the $200, which seems logical. The second part of the process is the issuance of the certificate. That is shown in subsection 4. The $125 is based on USDA's charge of $104 plus probably $12 for administrative, and that is the amount that the Department of Ag would be charged for the authority to issue the federal certificate. In looking at other changes mentioned in the bill, the main one is shown in subsection 2, which is the field inspection, where a charge of $250 plus $2 an acre. This nearly always is where there's a requirement for certification of weed-free forage. The Department of Transportation has a requirement for the forage material that's used for planting roadside ditches, the mulch that is used. Game Fish and Parks has such a requirement for forage that's brought into our state parks for example, for trail rides. Subsection 5 and 6 split out activities that were previously included in part of the issuance of the state certificate. Subsection 3 is deleted because that is part of the on-site inspection fee. This is not any means of generating revenue for our Department of Agriculture. It is simply a means of charging enough for their services to cover that cost. And it would be unfortunate for our shippers and producers if they were not able to move our ag production into the interstate and international trade. I ask your support for Senate Bill 52.
Are there further remarks on Senate Bill 52?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I ask you to please support this bill. This is an ag-friendly bill. It's wanted by the shippers of South Dakota. If we do not pass this bill, they will be left with USDA inspectors. They will have a choice, if we pass this bill, of having the South Dakota Department of Ag also do the inspection. Although the fees are slightly higher to have our South Dakota Department of Ag do it, it gives them a more timely option. Now, this grain that is shipped overseas has to be inspected. Our shippers want this bill. It's good for ag. Please support it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there further remarks on Senate Bill 52? Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 52. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie. Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary. Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim.
Aye.
Howie.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jurstead.
Aye.
Klocek.
No.
Oops. Knudsen.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Merchant.
Aye.
Miles.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff. Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thiessen. Senator Thiessen.
Aye.
Trebekberry.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 ayes, 1 nay, 3 excused.
So Senate Bill 52, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Senator Brown.
Mr. President, personal privilege.
That is granted.
It's always nice when you get a surprise, and I just noticed that my father walked into the galley, Ken Brown, along with two other folks from Gettysburg, Norm Kosboth and Diane Bender.
Senator Haverly.
Personal privilege.
That's granted.
Hey, I'd like everybody to welcome my lovely wife up here to the right, who is going to wave so everybody knows where she is. And, Mr. President, I want to pass on some bad news. She's heading to Orlando tomorrow for a week. I know it's a lot worse weather down there than it is up here. So just wish her well in her week in Orlando.
Members of the Senate, Senator Klocek and Senator Bartling have asked us to help welcome to the Senate gallery the South Dakota Farmers Union members and junior youth two-year program participants and their director, Bonnie Geyer. Welcome.
Mr. President.
Senator Klocek.
Personal privilege for purpose of recognition. Thank you, Mr. President. In the Farmers Union Youth Group today, I have my son, Jared, who was a legislative baby. He was born here February 5th in Scotland on a Sunday. I remember it well. It so happened that everything worked out that we got to be home for that. But he's very well-mannered. He has all the characteristics of his mother, good looks, brains, integrity, leadership, and just a few of the characteristics of his father. But I would ask that Jared Klocek, birthday baby next week, please stand and be recognized. He had a tough week of shoveling snow, bunks, tearing the hay apart, the straw and everything. So please welcome Jared Klocek. Thank you, Mr. President. And he's also very shy, not like his father. But thank you, Mr. President. I'm members of the body.
We will continue with second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 58, an act to revise certain real property taxes for small renewable energy facilities.
Senate Bill 58, having had a second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 58 is a proposal from the Public Utilities Commission, which would provide some incentives for the establishment of small renewable energy projects. However, rather than explaining this bill, I understand there will be a request for a fiscal note, and so I think we might as well allow that process to go forward, and then when we get the note back, we can have a full discussion on this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Runoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that a fiscal note be delivered to this body on Senate Bill 58.
Senator Hunoff has asked for a fiscal note joint rules require one-fifth of the members support her. Is she supported? She is supported. We will ask for a fiscal note on Senate Bill 58.
Okay. Senate Bill 18. An act to revise certain retirement provisions regarding retired members of the South Dakota retirement system who return to covered employment and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 18, having had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, I would move that we defer action on Senate Bill 18 for one day till Wednesday, the 11th legislative day.
There is a motion that has been seconded to defer Senate Bill 18 to Wednesday, the 11th legislative day. Are there any remarks? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senate Bill 19. An act to increase contributions related to the optional spouse protection program within the South Dakota retirement system and to provide for any new enrollments in the program.
Senate Bill 19, having had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Brown.
Mr. President, members of the body, Senate Bill 19 is one of a package of bills that was brought forth by the retirement system this year in order to correct some of the funding issues that have developed as a result of the economic downturn. Senate Bill 19 addresses what was called an optional spouse protection program. The key word here is this program was optional, and it was created as part of the retirement system when it first came online. Part of the reason that occurred was because there were not commercial products out on the market at that time that adequately covered these provisions. Since that time, there are a number of commercially available options that are actually probably better than what we have in the retirement system version. In addition, this coverage has ended up being subsidized by members of the other parts of the retirement system because, quite frankly, the rate was not high enough to cover that. Senate Bill 19 simply takes the contribution rate from 1.2% to 1.5%. The second thing that it does is it eliminates any new enrollments. Given the change in the status and the fact that there are now commercially available options that are better, it seems like at this point, this is not necessarily a coverage that needs to be offered by the retirement system. With that, I'd urge your support for Senate Bill 19.
Are there further remarks on Senate Bill 19? Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, question before the Senate. It's final consideration of Senate Bill 19. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie. Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary. Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim. Howie,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Jurstead,
aye.
Klocek,
aye.
Knudsen,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Trebek-Berry,
aye.
Valley. Mr. President, there are 32 ayes, 3 excused.
Senate Bill 19, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 20, an act to revise certain retirement provisions within the South Dakota retirement system.
Senate Bill 20, having had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
President.
Senator Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 20, I'm going to defer to my colleague, Senator Brown, who is an expert in this area.
Senator Brown.
I guess that would mean I'm speaking now. Senate Bill 20, you know, we talked about the fact there was a package of four bills that came from the retirement system. Senate Bill 20 is actually probably has the largest impact in terms of correcting the funded balance of our retirement system. Currently, under statute, folks that are in the retirement system are guaranteed a cost of living adjustment of 3.1% every year, regardless of how well the system's doing or how well the markets are. Senate Bill 20 attempts to change that. And when the system is not funded well, it'll take that COLA adjustment down to 2.1% per year. And then as the system becomes better funded, it will return to the original 3.1%. In drafting Senate Bill 20, the retirement system was really looking at a couple of things. Number one, whatever option they chose, they wanted to try to minimize any effect that that would have on current benefits being paid out. That's part of the reason for looking at this COLA adjustment instead of actually dealing with benefits that people are being paid. One of the other things that they wanted to see happen was to make sure that this applied to all members of the system in a rather equal way. For those of you who are familiar with Social Security, this is a fairly common practice. If the money's not available, those COLA adjustments will be decreased all the way to zero. What I'd point out about Senate Bill 20 is that the minimum COLA adjustment you will ever see is 2.1%, a 2.1% increase. And quite frankly, I think the retirement system deserves some credit for being able to craft an answer to this rather large problem in such a way that it doesn't have a real negative impact on folks, yet it just slows the growth of the system in those years when it's bad. With that, I'd urge your support of Senate Bill 20.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 20? Further remarks? Senator Valley.
I just want the senator to know I haven't decided how to vote on this yet, and it won't be because I don't think they've done a good job. My concern is why it would not go below 2.1 if there was no growth or there was negative growth in that fund. And I think we became witness to some of those problems with other funds, and so I have a concern that they only went down to 2.1, and that would be my only reason for not doing that. And I think you've told me privately that they have actuarially made sure that 2.1 is going to be all right, if you could confirm that for us.
Senator Brown.
You know, certainly, Senator Valley, I agree with your sentiment, and I think that was a concern a number of us expressed. Maybe that 2.1% number should be even lower. In working with the system, one of their goals, you know, keep in mind that the funds that are invested there belong to the members who contributed. These are not tax dollars. They're actual funds that these people put into their own retirement pensions. So the retirement system as a whole has a goal of being able to try to maximize those benefits that are being paid out, because at the end of the day, it was their money. What I can tell you is that they have worked through the numbers time and time again, and at this point they feel confident that the 2.1% is going to be enough to correct that issue. I do understand, and I think I've shared the same concern at a number of times, but given the data that they have and the projections they made, I'm comfortable with leaving that at 2.1% at this time.
Are there further remarks? Further remarks on Senate Bill 20? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 20. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary? Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead? Hunhoff?
Aye.
Gerstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff? Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebekberry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Hunstead? Okay. Mr. President, there are 32 ayes. I saw three excused. Oh. One nay. One nay, two excused.
So Senate Bill 20, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senator Knudsen moves that Senate Bill 21 be deferred to Wednesday, January 27th, the 11th legislative day.
There is a motion and a second to defer Senate Bill 21 to Wednesday, the 11th legislative day. Is there any remarks? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Are there any announcements? Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
Further announcements. Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, Senate Transportation, 7:45, Senate Bill 1. This is the bill that includes the highway user fee. Thank you.
Are there further announcements?
President.
Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations today. We're going to hear from the South Dakota Science Authority tomorrow morning, and that's going to be at 3:15. Tomorrow morning we're going to hear from Public Safety, 8:15 to 10, DOT from 10 to 12, and we're going to have a continuation of Game, Fish, and Parks in the afternoon. Thank you.
Are there further announcements? Senator Adelstein?
Tomorrow morning, Health and Human Services at 7:45, we will be hearing a discussion, a presentation on community health centers that are becoming increasingly important in our state, and I would encourage other senators to join us because it's quite a significant place for people to get health care rather than going to emergency rooms, and especially with what appears to be the imminent demise of the national health care bill may be even more important in our state.
Are there further announcements? Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Taxation Committee will meet at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Further announcements? I do have one announcement, just a reminder to everybody. It's on your pink sheet, probably on your desk. The deadline for unlimited bill introduction is 2 hours before session begins on Thursday, January 28th. And just a reminder to have your sponsor sheets with signatures into the LRC tomorrow night at 5 p.m. in order to meet the Thursday deadline. The further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Gant moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Senator Knudsen?
I think that deadline for the LRC is today rather than tomorrow at 5 o'clock. You might look at your sheet. I'm pretty certain it's...
No, the sheet does say Wednesday, January 27th,
okay.
At 5 p.m.
I stand corrected. Okay,
motion to adjourn.
Senator Gant moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
There is a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.